to Tango Mobile. N0TRW2T Mobile.
This is N0TR. Go ahead, Rusty.
Going today.
What? Groggy there this morning. Stayed up a little too late. You can hear Bernice mixing something up in the background. Sorry about that. I was hesitant to answer. But it's not too noisy. And I just polished off a nice orange from Aldi's. Boy, they've had good oranges lately. And I'm just sitting here looking at the computer and trying to find some news on it. Noon hour, Rusty. There isn't any on 4 or 7, so I'm going to look at 21, see if there's anything. Got 49 degrees, bright sunshine, breeze from the northwest peaking at 7 this morning with a wind chill of 47. Back to you.
145 on my car thermometer. I'm on my way home. Had to go throw some stuff in the mailbox in the post office because I missed the mail at home. And also had to go pick up some batteries. Needed some AAAs for the house, and also I needed some little bitty, these little bitty flat, small, round batteries for a clock I've got, so I had to have a couple of those. And I went by and finished picking up the stuff I need, and I'm going home and make a pot of chili this afternoon. How about that?
Good. We just had chili a couple of days ago. I'm eating this. What kind of bread is this, Bernice? Zucchini banana bread along with my coffee here. But that chili sounds mighty fine. Boy, it's bright out there today. What's that big yellow thing in the sky?
I wonder about that when I got up a little after 8, around 8:30 this morning. I didn't get to bed till 2 o'clock. I mean, I was on the radio until about 1:15, somewhere like that, and then I messed around on the computer for about another 10 minutes, and then I went and laid in the bed, and since I've been on radio all evening on 3 different nets, I was wound up, and of course I had to unwind, so I laid in the bed and read, and when I finally got over and turned out the lights, I asked Alexa to tell me what time it was, and she said it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and I had already set me an alarm for 8:30, so anyway, I got 6.5 hours sleep out of it. And I'm not too bad. I can slide in a little nap later this afternoon. I got a 40-meter net call starting at about 6:30 tonight.
We stayed up later than normal. We stay up pretty late anyways, but it was midnight time we got to bed. And I got a foot that's got a bone swollen up in it. I'm a little slow to move, but it'll get better with more activity, I think. It's just this setting with this, all this rain. I guess Monday's supposed to rain again and then be in the 60s for several days. So we are looking forward to that.
Me both. Maybe I can get some antenna work done in the yard when it's in the 60s. And with this sun today, and I think we're supposed to have sun tomorrow, so that'll help dry out some. And if we don't get too much rain on Monday, you know, then Tuesday and Wednesday should not be too bad. And but I got to get out and change some directions my antenna's running and get some corners up higher in the air and things like that, things I can try to do without a lot of help. But hopefully this week I'll be able to go pick up my wire to replace the wire in my loop. And then I'm going to need some help because it's going to take about 3 of us to run that wire through the hangers that are up in the trees and, you know, lower, pull it back up and then solder it at the ends and where it comes together for the feed down. But, you know, such is life in ham radio, you know.
I'm sure glad we redone ours earlier, last month or so, because I'm certainly not able to now. That left calf muscle, and I guess that's what it is, below your knee, that muscle's messed up, and my foot's got a great big old round hard spot on that left side where that fifth metatarsal is. It hurts. But it'll get better. Well, they're showing WYFF4 showing 50 Sunday, 52 and 90% chance of rain Monday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 61, 64, and 61. And then it drops back down some with rain the latter part of the week.
Hey, you know, what else could it do? So, anyway, but that's what it is. And, like I said, I'm just bouncing around out here on my way back to the house. Got my stuff for the finish up, so I can put the pot of chili on here in a little while. And also, replace batteries in a couple of clocks that use AAA batteries, which I was just about out of. And Batteries Plus has got the Rayovacs. The packs are 24 on sale right now for $8 or something. And so I get a good deal on those, and that works out. And so I bought me a couple of packs of those to keep in the house so I don't run out. Because everything I've got uses AAA, and you've got these little flashlights, these high-intensity beam flashlights, and they use two or three batteries in each one of those, you know?
Surprising. Well, I tell you what, I find the best battery buys at Aldi's, and they're just as good as anybody else's. And how much was those, Bernice? 24 of them was, I don't know, $5 and something, I think. But most of the time I order them from Amazon. Their brand of alkaline batteries, and they seem to be just as energy efficient as any of the rest of them. I've never seen a clear difference in any of them other than the cheap Chinese ones that come with different implements. But check out Aldi sometimes. You'd be amazed. They have small packages, but then they have these great big packages. And they are like 24 of them for $5, I think, somewhere along that area. Can't remember right now, but they're very reasonable. And there was a CW contest on last night, and I worked, four, five, six, seven contacts. I seen Bill was working them, and he spotted Sierra 50 Charlie on 160. Now, I've worked a million Sierra 51s and that, but I didn't know if I had that one or not. Said it was Slovakia on 160. I'm telling you, he must have some hearing gear down there. I know he does, the K9AY, and he's got a lot of bulks and beverages on the ground. Boy, I had to pick my ears to hear that, but the old boy could hear me a lot better than I could hear him, but I did manage to work that one, and then several more on 40, but two or three on 160. I don't think they're necessarily new ones, but it was just pretty good propagation, and the band scope was just lit up.
I flipped around a little bit down the CW part, and I was kind of looking around to see what was there. But like I said, I was on a 40-meter net and a 75-meter net, and then another 40-meter net that started at midnight my time. All right, well, I'm back in the driveway. Let me go inside. I can hear the dog barking. She probably wants out, so let me get back in the house and get started cooking and get my lunch going. I'll talk to you later, Tom. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Have a good day, and we'll catch you down the line. N0TR's clear.
For UPY, looking for a radio check, as we just put this new station on the air for another fellow hand.
For UPY, this is N0TR. We sounded pretty good. I got a mouthful of zucchini bread here, so I may sound a little bit muffled till I get a shot of coffee in there. My name's Tom.
Coming back to me, Tom. This is Anson on this one. Again, KN4UPY. We're out here in Hickory Tavern. We just set up a new antenna and playing with an older Kenwood. There's a 790A. base station, 2 meter, 70 centimeter, and 1.2 gigahertz rig. Just trying to get things set up here, and so he can, my friend there can get back on the air. Over.
Hanson. Well, you got a great signal, great audio. There's maybe 1% or even less than that of a little bit of a 60-cycle hum deep down. And I'm not sure if that's yours or the repeaters, but I kind of lean towards thinking it's yours. But it's of no consequence whatsoever. Great signal.
We appreciate the check on that, and we're going to go ahead and keep working at it. We thank you. I want to say 73 to you, and we hope you have a blessed day and a better tomorrow. It's KN4 UPY. Be clear on your final.
KN4 UPY. It was my pleasure. You have a nice day. And, boy, I don't see how a person couldn't out there as beautiful as it is today. 73. This is N0TR. Clear.